A charity that trains dogs to help children with physical disabilities has issued a special appeal for people to open their homes so that they can resume their dog training program. Dogs for the Disabled normally uses rental hotel space to train their young dogs alongside their clients, but the pandemic has prevented this from happening, leaving them with no option but to postpone their training program. Our reporter Aisling Mooney spoke to Mary Ferguson and her son Kyle, who got a dog from the charity last year called Kaz, who helps Kyle with stability.
We have been blessed to have Kaz. We just feel grateful for her every day of the week. And she's brilliant. She's herself and Kyle make a great team. Two of them are cheeky, very similar to each other. They can be stubborn, they can be cheeky, they can be playful, they can be funny. But most of all, they're lovable. They are, like, she's been brilliant. She's been absolutely brilliant.
Tell me about your dog Kaz. You've had her for nearly a year now. What's that been like?
She's been a great companion. My strength has built up a lot more.
When you first got her, how did you feel when you first got Kaz?
I just felt really happy because I'm amazed that I was able to, you know, be able to have this, you know, chance to get an assistant dog. And it's really rewarding walking with Kaz. It's a great form of mobility, and I'm just very grateful.
Kyle, tell me, do you also have a lot of fun with Kaz?
Yeah, great fun. Like, she's very talkative, and it's as if she knows what you're saying.
She's very talkative, isn't that great? That is Kyle, and before that, his mother Mary Ferguson talking to our reporter Aisling Maloney. And I'm joined on the line now by Jennifer Dowler, who's Chief Executive of Dogs for the Disabled. Jennifer, what is it that you're asking people to do now?
Oh, hello, Justin. So what we're really looking for is a safe home from home where we can train our kids, basically, because the kids travel from all over Ireland to Cork to be trained with their stability dogs, where they're trained how to walk with their dogs. And before this, we were using hotels and we were traveling around Cork City and working with the kids. But unfortunately now, because all our children have huge health issues and are in the high-risk groups for COVID-19, that we just need somewhere safe for our kids to be, so they're not, the risk of them contracting COVID would be reduced because of the less exposure. So we're looking for a home where they can stay and eat and get to know their dog for the week while they're in training, so that we can start training our kids again with their dogs. So we've every other week we've families travelling from all over the country coming down to be trained up with their new dogs.
So ideally what you're looking for here is like a holiday home or rental property, something like that, where people can go and the dogs can get used to a home style environment, isn't it?
Yeah, so it really is just a home style environment for the child and the parent, because it's stressful enough coming into a different situation, not knowing what's happening. Whereas this would be a safe environment for the family, and where they can learn, they can spend a bit of time with the dog and then prepare before they return home with their new assistance dog. So really, it's really for the child to be trained and to get to know, so that we can start producing more of these work classes.
And if people can help you, what should they do? Who should they contact?
So if you can help us at all, please email info@dogsfordisabled.ie or check us out on the website or Facebook. We're www.dogsfordisabled.ie.
All right.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, Jennifer Dowler, Chief Executive of Dogs for the Disabled. Thank you for joining us on the News at 1.